Vermont has the most cheese producers per capita in the nation, and many of them were on hand to show off the complexity of their craft at the Vermont Cheese Festival this month in Shelburne. Cheese enthusiasts lined up at vendors' tables to taste all of the products they had to offer. And while you may think that this would lead to fearsome competition, Vermont cheesemakers have banded together to expand their market. Our college intern Catherine Hayes has the story.
Bonnie Hill has spent every morning milking cows since retiring from her career as a dental hygienist 5 years ago. She's one of three cheesemakers at Cobb Hill Farm in Heartland, and she spends her days churning raw milk into the farm's two artisanal cheeses.
We do everything by hand. So we transfer the milk from the bulk tank by putting pipes together and transferring it through a pipe in the wall, and then it goes into our cheese vat. And we stir by hand. We do everything by hand.
She's not alone. Hill produces what's known as farmstead cheese. This is the cheese that, if you happen to come from a family of cheesemakers, your grandmother would have made. It's simple, fresh, and made entirely on one farm. Farmstead cheeses are only one example of the cheeses coming out of Vermont farms now. Martha Bernstein stops outside a cheesemaking demonstration to rave about the tangy chèvres and buttery tomes that she just tried.
There are more varieties of cheese and more methods for producing cheese than I ever could have imagined.
There are many takes on why Vermont cheese is so diverse. Our varied landscape, our animals, perhaps our intrepid spirit. Adeline Durart steps aside from her booth to share her opinion. She's the general manager of Vermont Creamery in Websterville. She compares cheese here with those in her native France and says Vermont cheese is still in its infancy.
What's wonderful here is cheese is still new here, and so there is no tradition like in France. So we love taking risks, we love trying new things, and our customers are really supportive.
Ian Doig is another cheesemaker here who embodies that spirit of experimentation. He's a recent graduate of Green Mountain College and a new cheesemaker at Consider Bardwell Farms in West Paulette. He says he appreciates the opportunity to make something worthwhile.
I think that's become really important to people, especially people from our generation. Everybody inherently has this drive to create, and I think people want to do that again, get in touch with their roots.
Doig is entering an industry that seems eager to welcome fresh faces. Some Vermont colleges now teach the art and biology of cheesemaking, and a number of local farms offer apprenticeships. Regardless of how one chooses to learn the craft, Bonnie Hill of Cobb Hill Farm says that new cheesemakers will be greeted with open arms.
Oh my gosh, love the cheesemakers in Vermont. We're very forward-thinking, very willing to share ideas, concerns. We stick together in Vermont. You have to, because we have a name to protect.
That Vermont name seems to be in capable hands, with new cheesemakers taking home national awards every year. For VPR News, I'm Catherine Hayes in Shelburne.